This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. Some of the top scholarship winners in the state of Illinois this year for the Illinois Farm Bureau Foundation Scholarship Program were in Bloomington this week to celebrate and to talk about their accomplishments. Sarah Tim was a winner of the $7,500 Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership Scholarship.
So I'm from Iuka, Illinois, so it's down south. And my start in agriculture started whenever I was probably 3 or 4, and I was helping my dad, not my grandpa, and my mom bottle feed calves. And that really sparked my interest for agriculture and wanted to be more of a part of it. So then when I was eight years old, I got my first steer and actually opened up my own checking account and had to pay for it for myself. So that was really awesome. And then I ended up in middle school showing hogs. And then my eighth grade year, I got a sheep, my first sheep for my eighth grade graduation present. And so from those projects, I got involved in 4-H and FFA. And so agriculture has been a huge part of my life ever since I was young.
So every summer since you were 8 has been devoted to showing, county fairs, and 4-H projects.
Yes, it has been. And it's made a huge impact on my life, and it's made me the person who I am today. Whenever I was younger, just starting in those clubs and in those organizations, I would not want to talk to you. I would hide behind my mom. But now I'm confidently sitting here today talking with all of you.
When you say, you know, developing who you are, if I'm here to ask you as a young adult, who are you? What are your qualities, your best qualities?
I think my best qualities would be I'm very hardworking. I put 110% into everything I do, and I'm very genuine. If I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to make a relationship with you. I want to connect with you. And I'm very passionate, whether it be about agriculture, livestock, or being involved in my church or my community. I'm very hardworking, passionate, and a very genuine person.
So let's take that to kind of the next chapter in your life, high school level academics. Are you a good student?
Yeah. So in high school, I graduated as my valedictorian with a 5.0. And so that was really awesome because in high school, I wasn't just excelling in school, my schoolwork, but I was also involved in student council. I did volleyball. I was in National Honor Society, in FFA, 4-H. So I was very active inside my school while also working hard at my schoolwork.
All of that, you know, is great, and it takes a lot of dedication, determination from an individual. Did you have support? And who is your support system?
Yeah, so my big supporter was my high school ag teacher and FFA advisor, who is also my mom. So that was a cool experience for me because growing up, I got to see her with her students, and then I actually got to be one of hers.
That's very special.
Yes.
Let's talk about then now into the college years. How did you know what major you wanted to pursue and where you wanted to go to school?
So my home district for community college is Kaskaskia, so that's where I've been this past year. I knew I'd always go there. That way I could spend my first few years of college at home. And then I knew from that young age, helping my grandpa and my mom bottle feed calves, that I wanted to do something with livestock because I'm very passionate about it. So I'm going to get my bachelor's in animal science, and then I want to apply to vet school to be a large animal vet to help other people take care of their livestock.
What about this scholarship? Marion County's Sarah Tim, this year's Legacy of Leadership Scholarship winner for the IAA Foundation. This is the RFD Livestock Report.